Find your seats. Merry Christmas, everyone. Good to have you here this morning. As you're making your way to your seats, the Lord's been doing some just amazing things. This has been a very full year, and one of the things is he's provided us with a new facility. And so I want to invite you all to come on out when we start meeting on January 5th. Come on out. We have a lot of plans. I think there's going to be a lot of new things that the Lord's going to be doing over the time there. So, yeah, please come check us at our new facility starting January 5th. Well, Christmas, for our family, Christmas Day especially has a little bit of extra meaning for us because my second grandson, Caden, was born on Christmas Day. And so this Christmas, he will turn 2 years old. And so, and two-year-olds, I love two-year-olds. Two-year-olds, you know, because at two, they start becoming more interactive, more aware of things. So he's just starting to become more aware of this thing called Christmas. Right? And he's starting to talk a little bit more. And so one of the cutest things about him learning about Christmas is what he calls Santa Claus. You know what he calls Santa Claus? Ho-ho. He calls him Ho-ho. And so this past week, my son-in-law Lauren was in Hawaii for his grandma's burial service. And so he was there. So my daughter Mindy had the two kids, so we're kind of helping her out. And one day, I offered to drive him around, Caden around, because he was kind of fussy. He wasn't taking his nap, so I said, I'll drive him around so he could take his nap. And so put him in the car seat, start driving their van, and he's starting to whine, Mommy, Mom. And then, so I thought, hey, Caden, let's go find Ho-Ho. Ho-Ho. Oh, and then we're driving by houses, and we're looking for decorations that have Santa Claus. I go, look, Caden, ho-ho. He goes, ho-ho, ho-ho. I found all these ho-hos, and then he fell asleep. And so that was great. So it's his birthday on Christmas. A little over 2,000 years, though, ago, the first and most important Christmas baby was born, right? The most important Christmas baby was born, Jesus, a little over 2,000 years. And an angel announces his birth to a bunch of ordinary shepherds. The kids, the pride, they read the Christmas story. And so in Luke 2, one of the passages I read, Luke 2, 10 through 14, it says this, then the angel said to them, an angel appears before them. And you know, we think angels, you know, we would picture them as dressed in white, has little feather, wings, and they're all kind and nice. And they are, but angels are a manifestation, created beings that reflect God. And so when this angel appears, the first thing he says to the shepherds, do not be afraid, because they were terrified. They were terrified of seeing this angel, this spiritual, righteous, glorious being. So the angel says, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger. And suddenly, look at this, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. So a whole bunch of angels appeared and joined in. And they start singing and praising us. They say, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, good will towards men. So a few things about this passage real quick. Like I said, they said, don't be afraid. You know, for many people, the thought of encountering God or an angel, or much less God, the thought of coming face to face with the holy God is frightening. It's terrifying. To come before a holy God, to be judged by a holy God, most people don't want any part of that. And so the angel reassures them, because the angel is not there to announce judgment. In fact, he is there to proclaim to them not just good news, great news, awesome news of great joy. And this message, this news he's about to deliver them, he says, it's for everyone. It's for all people, young people, old people, good people, bad people, nice people, mean people, religious people, not religious people, right? Everyone, rich and poor. This news is for everyone and anyone. So what is that news? He says, the Savior of the world is born today. Not to come and judge the world, but to save us, to call us home, to call us into a loving relationship through with our Creator God, our Heavenly Father. And he said, and it says, and he came to bring peace on earth. All of us want peace. All of us need and are looking for peace. 700 years before Jesus was born, written in the Bible, before, 700 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah wrote this about Jesus' coming. He said in Isaiah 9:6, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called." This is the names of the Messiah that's going to come. This was 700 years, written 700 years before Jesus was born. He says, he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and what? Prince of Peace. He's going to come to bring you peace. Jesus said of himself while he was on earth ministering, he said to his closest followers, John 14:27, "Peace I leave you. My peace I give to you." Look at this. Do not give you as the world gives you. It's not a pill you could take. It's not a class you can enroll in. It's not a counselor you could see. It's not peace of this world. It's beyond that. It's greater than that. It's the peace that you really need and you are looking for. He said, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. So what kind of peace was Jesus talking about? This Prince of Peace that came to bring peace on earth and goodwill to men. What is the peace this Jesus was talking about? You know, I think for most of us, when we think of peace or wanting peace in our lives, we think about our circumstances. We think about things that are bothering us, the circumstances that are troubling us. You know, we think about things like money, finances, the economy, the government. We think of our work, our boss. We think of our kids, things they're going through, co-workers. We think of our families, our health, our mental health. We think of all these circumstances and things that are happening around us. But you know what? Rarely do we meet someone, if ever, that is experiencing that kind of peace, right? That is experiencing that kind of peace, who's experiencing peace in all areas of their life. I don't know, have you ever met someone? You say, how are you doing? Everything in my life is good. I have peace in every area of my life. I don't know if you've ever found someone like that. You know why? Because circumstantial peace is fleeting. Because circumstances They're extremely unpredictable. Just think of a few years back. All of us went through this thing none of us could have anticipated, right? We went through this thing called COVID. And in a short amount of time, it seemed like everything changed. Everything was different. All these rules came in. Who could have predicted that? No one. Circumstances are very unpredictable. And circumstances are very limited in our ability to control. We have an extremely limited ability to control the circumstances in our lives, right? Things that people go through, health things, financial things. It's like we really have little control over the things, the circumstances that happen to us. And on top of that, okay, I'm approaching, right? Pretty soon I'll be able to qualify for Medicare, all right? I'm getting up there in age, right? And what I've seen, of what I've experienced, is this. The older you get, the circumstances you experience don't get better. It doesn't get easier. It gets harder the older you get. You think as you get older, your health continues to improve and get better? Right? It continues to get worse, worse, worse. You start struggling with things. And then the people around you, your peers, start going through stuff. And then they start passing away. Right? And then as you get older, your memory starts fading, right? And they say things like, I'm having a senior moment. So your circumstances as you get older are gonna get harder and harder and harder. And trying to pursue peace in your circumstances, it's pretty much useless. That's a dead end. You're not going to be able to experience ever peace in your circumstances, in the external things. Jesus himself told us that. He says in John 16:33, Jesus says this to his followers, I have told you all this so you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Jesus said, we will always have difficult circumstances. We will always have troubles in life. But he says, but I want to give you peace that's not out here, but it's right here. A peace you can know, a peace you can experience, a peace you can carry with you 24/7, so that in spite of what's happening out here, in spite of the circumstances you are facing and deal with, in spite of the fact you're getting older and things are getting harder, you still have me and my peace inside of you. That's the kind of peace Jesus wants to bring, and he came to give us. You know, it's not God's will for you to be stressed out and worried and full of fear and uptight and irritable and angry and tense and depressed and nervous all or most of the time. That is not God's will for you. God wants you to know him. He wants you to know Jesus, and he wants you to know a peace that's greater than your circumstances. Doesn't that peace sound good? I think that's a peace that all of us are looking for and wanting. But how do I get that peace? How do I get that kind of peace? Is that real? How can I get that kind of peace? It starts in one place, with you and God and your relationship with him. 2 Corinthians 5:18, it says this, God has done it all in his son Jesus, in sending his son Jesus. God has done it all. He sent Christ to make peace between himself and us. He sent Jesus to make peace between us and God. Whether you acknowledge it or not, whether you recognize it or not, whether you honor it or not, God made you. God is your creator. He made you himself. You didn't make yourself. And he, as your creator, has the blueprint for how to live successfully. How to live successfully and how to live forever. You know, these days, the more science advances, it tells us there is one reason that we are all here today. One primary cause in our lives that makes us the way we are, makes us look how we look. And that's DNA. You know what DNA is? DNA, it's like this complex computer program within us that signals and dictates what color eyes we have, how tall we will be, some aspects of our personality. DNA. It's like this complex computer program. And it's very detailed. And the way DNA functions, it is like a computer program. It's that it doesn't work well unless it's complete. It doesn't function well, it can't function, it's difficult to function, and it makes all kinds of mutations that are, by and large, always bad, unless it's complete. And so, if that's the case, if that's what science is now telling us, there's no way our DNA could have evolved. It's like if you went to a distant planet, undiscovered planet, you went to this distant planet, and on that planet, you discovered a fully functioning computer. Your first thought at seeing this fully functioning computer would not be, how does computer evolve on this planet? Right? Your first thought would be, who made this? Who made this thing? It can't be here by chance. It couldn't have evolved on its own. Someone has had to have created that. We are infinitely more complex than a computer. I'll tell you nothing. It's very silly. It takes so much faith to believe you evolved. Because everything, the way the universe is designed, right? The precision of how it's come together, it all points. The Big Bang theory, the shortness, relative shortness of the universe, it all points to the fact that there is a designer who made not only the universe, but made you. You were created. You have a creator. And if we choose to live our lives like, I don't believe that. I don't need God. I don't want God. I want to make my own rules. I want to decide how I'm going to live. I want to be my own God. If you choose to live like that, you will be disconnected from your creator. You are out of touch with him, and you are out of alignment with him and his blueprint for your life. It's kind of like when a car is out of alignment. You know when your car is out of alignment, it always goes to one direction. Sometimes my cars are out of alignment, I'm driving, I go straight, and you always have to kind of fight it, right? You always have to turn the steering wheel to keep it straight, right? Or I thought about like a zipper, right? How do you have a zipper that gets out of alignment? You're trying to zip, and it gets stuck, and you're trying to fix it, and you're kind of like trying to force it. And when you're out of alignment with God, you're going to always feel a tension inside of you, a lack of peace, because you're not living and operating according to His blueprint. You're not living in relationship to the one who created you. And so you're always going to feel inner tension, some inner frustration, some turmoil, some feeling like something's missing, or you're always going to be searching for something, pursuing something, putting everything you have into burning money or your work or people or your, because you're out of alignment. And you will never, ever find the peace that you desire on your own. Because you have a creator, someone that made you, someone that designed you. Jesus came to reconnect you with your creator. He came and lived and taught and died for you so you can be reconnected with God who made you. And you can begin to experience that inner peace, that inner alignment that comes from being connected with the God who gave you life and Jesus who gave His life for you. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, that's faith in Jesus and what He's done for us, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. That's where peace starts. That's where peace comes from. It's being back in alignment with the God who made you. Let me just close with this kind of simple illustration. I actually saw this illustration on YouTube by this pastor, Mark Jackson. I thought, this is a cool illustration, all right? So in this illustration, this red, it represents the world and everything in the world. You want to know what the world is like, all you got to do is turn on network news. That's showing us what the world is like. This represents Jesus. This represents Him in His life. And this is us, right? This is us. Now, we live in the world, right? We live in the world. But by living in the world, whatever is in the world, right? Conflicts, right? Differences, tension, resentments, there could be bitterness, there could be unforgiveness, there could be hurts and pains. Whatever is in the world, because we live in the world, gets into us. And whatever is in us, when we feel the pressures of life, when we feel things, try to be in relationship with our loved ones, whatever is in us, when we start being squeezed, whatever is in us is going to come out. Jesus says, you are in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. You could be in me. And my life could be in you. And if you invite me in and put your faith in me, I'm going to come inside you by my Spirit. And all that I bring, the Bible calls it the fruit of the Spirit. All that I am and all that I bring in the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all that's in me is in you. So that when you get squeezed by the pressures of life, guess what comes out? Guess what comes out? Live on your own, disconnected from God, dealing with the pressures and stresses of a life and circumstances on your own. Guess what's going to come out of your life? Hear the good news of Christmas. That God so loved you, He sent His one and only Son to bring you life and peace. And He wants access to your heart so He could come in. And when you experience the pressures of life, as you grow older and older and older, and circumstances get more and more difficult, you will carry Jesus and have His life and peace in you. And you know, you will know because of Him that you have a future forever with the Lord. Let me close with this verse, Romans 5, 10 and 11. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son, while we were His enemies, misaligned, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son. Verse 11. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us a friend of God. Jesus came to bring peace to you, peace that surpasses understanding. He gives you that as a gift. And all you have to do is go before your Creator God and say, I want that kind of peace. I need that kind of peace. I've been looking for that kind of peace my whole life. And I'm willing to give you a try. Jesus, can you come into my life and give me the peace that I've been searching for my whole life? I'm going to have the worship team come up. And we're just going to bow for a word of prayer. And I'm going to just give you a chance. You don't have to do anything crazy or embarrassing, but just give you an opportunity to invite Jesus to come in. Just you can say, I'll try it. I'll try it for a month and invite Him in. And I'll give God a chance in my life. Okay, so we're just going to pray, and I'm going to just say a prayer. And then if you want to do that this morning in your heart, you could just in your heart say, yes, God, yes, yes, yes. Okay, so let's bow forward prayer. Jesus, thank you for coming, being willing to come, to bring us good news of great joy that's for all people. That you, the Prince of Peace, came to live, to reveal to us the Father, Father God, and to die for our sin and rebellion so that we might receive your life and peace. And so, Lord, I know that you want to give your peace to each and every one of us here. And so if you want to do that, I'm just going to say a prayer. Just say in your heart, say this prayer to God. And so, God, I see now you are my Creator. Thank you for sending Jesus for me. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for my sins. I so want your peace. Your peace that's greater than all of the circumstances in my life. So, Jesus, I put my faith in you. I want to give you the chance to show me, to come into my life and show me, and help me to experience your life in peace. And so, Jesus, come into my life. I need you and I want you. And give me your love and peace today. Thank you in your name. Amen. Amen. We're just going to close and worship with a few songs. But I just want to encourage you, if you made that decision for the first time, you invited Jesus into your life, I just want to encourage you to share with someone, to share with one person. Just tell it, hey, you know when Pastor Barry was sharing and praying today, I did that. I said it to God in my heart, and I just want to tell you I did that. And you could come and share with me, and I would love to pray with you, encourage you, and help you to get to know the God who loves you better and better. Okay, so we're going to close. Let's close with a couple of songs of worship.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'll be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.